the thing, the paper thing that you bring groceries home in?
I'm calling it paper bag.
Paper bag, all right. What do you call the thing that's made out of cloth that you get old potatoes in or something like that?
I'd call it a cooking bag.
If you ever take corn to be milled, what do you call the amount that's done at one time? Did you ever do that? Did you ever take any corn to the mill?
Yes, but I hit would be, I'd carry a bushel.
All right. And have you ever heard the expression, a turn of corn?
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
I never.
You think that means what they're doing that time?
Yeah.
That amount?
That amount.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a part of a load of wood or part of a load of coal? Would you have?
Well, I would just say it was a half a load.
And how much could you carry at one time like this? What would you call this amount?
I would just call it for just.
Would you say an armload or
armful?
Armful. And what do you call on wash day when you've washed and you put the clothes in something and you take them out to the line to hang them up? What is that thing you carry them along in?
I'm saying it would be a foot tub
How about a basket?
Bath tub.
All right, and what kind of a basket would it be then if it was
one? Well, it would be a clothes basket.
Now, what do you call those metal things? You know, we've talked about barrels. What do you call those metal things that go around the middle of a barrel? They're shaped like a circle, you know, when they come off.
Well, I would call it a top.
All right. And would you ever talk about the hoop on a barrel? How would you say that?
I wouldn't call it that hoop on a, it one on the barrel, but it fit don't come off.
No, it's part of the barrel.
Yes, that's right.
All right. What do you use for to stop a bottle when you want to put a plug in the top of a bottle? What would you use?
Well,
if it didn't have its own top and you were going to give it one, what would you use?
Well, you could cut your piece off, break off a piece of stick that side and stick down in and make a top.
And how about the little things about that big that you can buy that you can plug up a bottle? What are they called?
A stopper.
All right. And how about a cork?
Well, a cork. That's a cork. That's a cork ball.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. What do you call that little musical instrument that you can play holding it up to your mouth?
Harp.
And the kind that you can put inside your mouth and kind of hum and use your tongue against. You ever see one of those?
No.
You ever hear of a Jew's harp?
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. A harmonic? I don't know nothing about that. But I've seen it.
All right. Now, when a man's building a house and he has to nail in a nail, what's that thing he holds in his hand?
It's a hammer.
Now, how about a wagon? Tell me what part of a wagon you can think about. What do you call that part when you go have two horses or two mules on the front? What's that part that goes up between?
That's the tongue.
The tongue.
Wagon,
all right.
Tongue.
What's the part that's the front of the wagon?
And that's